New Power Community, what is up? Thank you for tuning in and listening to this season of 3 Minutes of Me. This season consists of some musings from myself and Andre, and we really, really hope we can provide some insights and values from our own stories to help you guys. We also really want to know what you think of today's topic. So without any further ado, let's get into the next episode.
Hi listeners, it's Aaron speaking. Just want to start this thought of the day off by saying thanks to everyone who's listening, who's contributing and adding to the conversation on all platforms, you know, Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is. We're obviously very organic and starting off very small, but we are very grateful for those of you contributing to the conversation, adding to the community and really sharing value. We really appreciate it. But today's thought of the day, I just wanted to talk about consistency. And one of the things that sometimes overlooked about consistency. So when you're pursuing a long-term goal, and it takes a long time, a lot of effort, a lot of perseverance, a lot of dips as well as peaks. When you're on that journey, you will often come across the saying that, you know, consistency is what beats everyone. Consistency and hard work is what gets you to places. But one thing that's overlooked, I think, about consistency is what you don't have to do when you're being consistent. And maybe you're in the middle of a project, or maybe you're thinking about starting one and you haven't quite done it yet. There is that fear of starting, of taking that first big or small step, of really getting stuck into whatever you're trying to build or accomplish, and then the consistency comes after that. And that first step can be intimidating, it can be daunting, and that's often where so many people don't, that's often where they stay. They can't get past that first step because it's such a hurdle for them. Maybe that hurdle is psychological. But just wanted to say that when you are consistent, you no longer have to worry about the fear of starting or restarting. When you're consistent, that first hurdle that you have to go over, you don't have to ever be in that mental place again, because you're going, you're rolling. And when you are not consistent with something and you stop and you don't stick with things, you're constantly faced with that barrier of, oh, now I have to restart. Oh, and now I have to build momentum again. But consistency beats that. And that's a big thing. I realized just yesterday, so I've had a fractured wrist for a little while and I've been on holiday. So I've not been exercising much at all for the past 5 weeks or so. And I'm a person who, I'm always exercising, I'm always in the gym, trying different things, outside, running, outdoor activities. Really try to mix it up and stay healthy, because it definitely helps me mentally keep my edge. And one thing I obviously realized yesterday when it was my first workout back was how hard it was. And I was almost smiling throughout the workout. My performance had dipped significantly, and it will probably take me a little while to get back to where I was, say, 2 or 3 months ago. But the reason I raise that example is because it really speaks to this idea of being consistent. Obviously, for me, it was kind of unavoidable, because of the situation I'm in. But if you have the choice as to whether you can be consistent or you decide to give up, if I had been more consistent, if I didn't have that injury, if I didn't have the holiday there, I would have obviously kept going, and I would never have had to face this situation I'm in now, where I have to restart, where you have to have the courage to step foot again and to beat that hurdle again, which can often be the biggest one. Once you get into the swing of things, keeping momentum is easier than starting. So that's my quick thought of the day. Hope that was useful for some of you. Maybe you're going through something where you're struggling with consistency. Just bear in mind that it's definitely a big incentive to remember that you do not have to start again. If you just keep going, just do a little bit, it's better than nothing and going backwards. So yeah, I hope that helps, and it'd be really interesting to hear from some of you who are perhaps in situations where you're struggling with consistency, or you've been in a situation where you have had to restart because you haven't been consistent. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll be back soon with more thoughts of the day.
New Power, what is up? Thank you for listening to 3 minutes of me. It has been a pleasure. If you liked what you heard, there's plenty more where that came from. Follow us on Instagram at newpower_London. We'd love to hear what you guys think. And thank you.